You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Is Omicron the end of COVID-19 pandemic? Maybe, but should you bet on it? Stay tuned to know what experts suggest. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on market, economy, budget expectations, cryptocurrency, the pandemic and more. Before I get to the details of what experts think of the Omicron spread at the moment, let's first see how the market fared on January 19. The market witnessed a choppy session today with both Sensex and Nifty closing a percent lower for the second straight day. This as rising bond yields and negative global cues spooked investors. Sensex closed at 60,098 as it declined over 655 points. The Nifty 50 plunged 175 points to end at 17,938. Telecom stocks were in focus today. Following Reliance Jio's growth in mobile and broadband segments, Reliance Industries shares traded in the green intraday. The stocks of other telecom majors like Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel edged lower. However, all three of them ended the session in red. The downtrend came a day after the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, that is TRAI, released data for November, according to which Reliance Jio led growth followed by Bharti Airtel. However, Vodafone Idea continued to lose subscribers. Meanwhile, Paytm shares fell to a record low. The stock fell below 1,000 rupees mark for the first time ever to 997 rupees. At this level, the stock is at a discount of almost 54% to the issue price. Biopharmaceutical firm Biocon's shares, on the other hand, rallied 5% after Morgan Stanley upgraded its rating on the stock to overweight. It has also raised the target price in the stock to 465 rupees. While we're talking of the stock market, have you been wondering what you as an investor should do in 2022? Well, Sameer Kaul, the MD and CEO of Trust Plutus Wealth, told CNBCTV18.com that investors should temper their expectations of equity returns in 2022 and they must stick to their asset allocation. He believes that an investor should diversify their investment across asset classes. This applies to both equities and fixed income. He also advised investing a portion of the portfolio in international equities from a diversification perspective. However, he cautioned investors against trying to time the market because it's something even veteran market players have failed to master. Moving on to updates on the pandemic situation. In some good news, the head of emergencies at World Health Organization says that the worst of the pandemic deaths, hospitalizations, and lockdowns could be over this year if huge inequities in vaccinations and medicines are addressed quickly. However, the Omicron variant has been spreading across the world at an unbelievable pace. This highly contagious variant is already present in most, if not all, nations across the globe. But data and evidence suggest that this new wave of pandemic is going to be short-lived. Despite all of this, it is estimated that Omicron will quickly become the dominant strain. And when all these factors are considered together, many are suggesting that the variant may be a death knell to pandemic as a whole. Scientists and public health officials have expressed hope that Omicron, with its rapid waves and low fatality, will be the impetus needed to change COVID-19 into an endemic from a pandemic. But not all experts are so optimistic. Further mutations and the emergence of more dangerous variants remain a major threat. Additionally, the sheer scale of Omicron wave may threaten healthcare system even if a smaller proportion of patients need medical intervention. Meanwhile, in India, as a precautionary measure, the government has extended the suspension of scheduled international passenger flights further till February 28th. Next up, let me share what non-banking finance companies are expecting from Budget 2022. NBFCs have sought parity with banks on taxation, exemption from tax deducted at source on interest payment, and a refinance facility for onward lending to MSMEs. In a pre-budget memorandum, NBFC body Finance Industry Development Council, that is FIDC, highlighted that funding remains a key challenge for the sector, which is leading to inadequate and erratic flow of funds to non-bank lenders. Therefore, NBFCs have asked the government to allow for a refinance facility via SIDBI for onward lending to MSMEs along the lines of National Housing Banking for housing finance companies. Next up is a development from the fintech sector. BharatPay founder and managing director Ashneer Grover has taken a voluntary leave of absence until March end. The company said the board has accepted his decision. However, BharatPay sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the Reserve Bank of India is not involved in Grover's decision to proceed on leave. Grover's leave comes at a time when the fintech is facing heat over the founder's alleged use of inappropriate language against one of Kotak Group's employees. The tensions are because of a leaked audio clip in which Grover is allegedly heard abusing and threatening a Kotak Group employee for missing out on share allotment during the Nykaa IPO. Grover claimed that the viral audio clip was fake and an attempt to extort money. However, he deleted that post later, and according to a money control report, he sent a legal notice to Kotak for failure to provide financing for Nykaa IPO. Moving on to updates on assembly elections that are due in February and March. As there's currently a ban on physical rallies, political parties have hit the virtual campaign trail. With snappy hashtags, peppy tunes, and quick reparty, the wordsmiths and artists of different parties are working overtime to deliver punches and counterpunches in order to reach out to voters, be it on Facebook or YouTube. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced its CM candidate for Goa. It's the new entrant, lawyer-turned-politician Amit Palekar. The 46-year-old recently joined AAP and is the party's candidate from St. Cruz Assembly constituency, which is currently represented by the BJP. In Uttar Pradesh, meanwhile, Samajwadi Party patriarch Mulayam Singh Yadav's daughter-in-law, Aparna Yadav, has joined the BJP. She says she has always been impressed with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She also praised several schemes of the BJP government for cleanliness, empowerment of women, and employment. In an update from the sports world, Sania Mirza has announced her retirement plans. The Indian tennis star says 2022 will be her last year on tour. Lastly, let me share with you what's happening in the cryptocurrency universe. Britain is all set to crack down on misleading advertisements for crypto assets that can harm consumers. The government will ensure appropriate regulation of crypto asset promotions through secondary legislation, the finance ministry says. Meanwhile, in the US, experts are seeking more clarity on rules of the road ahead for cryptocurrency and other digital assets. The Bank of New York said that it's a bit confusing about who actually regulates digital assets and especially crypto, and on what one can do or cannot do. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.